Hello, hello. Welcome to yet another episode of Dil To Podcast Hai, your one-stop shop for your Bollywood blockbuster movie reviews. So this week, we have a very interesting movie.
Mm-hmm. We had a really big director coming back after about 4 years with a love story, a really good star cast.
Who's also good in telling love stories.
This director has, he's skilled with emotions and he's skilled with, you know, family drama and all that. That's what he's known for. But this time he came with an out-and-out love story.
Starring Ranbir Kapoor,
Anushka Sharma,
Aishwarya Rai Bachchan,
and Fawad Khan.
This week's movie, directed by Karan Johar, is...
So let's get right into it. As the movie, the first trailer of the movie came out, there was a lot of hype, there was a lot of expectations. The music that came out before the film was really, you know, deep and interesting, and people were like, wow, this is something different, and this is something with a lot of emotions, and there was a lot of hype for various reasons.
Of course. And also, it was a super hit. It did pass the 100 crore mark, and a lot of people did like the movie.
Yeah, see, that I don't understand. But that's okay. We always have those people who...
like the movie.
Yeah, that's okay.
Right? So, there were mixed reviews, to be honest.
Yeah.
But Karan Johar still, to date, thinks this is his favorite.
Yeah.
And the closest to his heart.
Yeah, and that's because he says that this is actually based on his life. So, the story of Adil Hai Mushkil, mainly the main character, Ayan, is based on Karan Johar. And the whole journey is something that Karan Johar has personally gone through. The whole ek tarfa pyar and not, you know, getting the other person to love you back is something he has experienced, and he's gone through all these emotions. So, I guess that's why it's really close to his heart.
Wow.
And that's fair enough. I mean, that adds another element to the film, the fact that it's based on his own story.
Absolutely.
So. Musician Ayan, played by Ranbir Kapoor, his quest for true love remains unfulfilled as Alize, played by Anushka Sharma, does not reciprocate his feelings. In his journey, he comes across different people who make him realize the power of unrequited love. He meets Saba, who's played by Aishwarya Rai Bachchan, who is also a person, you know, who teaches him about love and emotions.
And then, of course, we have Fawad Khan.
Yeah.
Who plays Alize's love interest.
DJ Ali.
DJ Ali.
Yeah.
Who plays Alize's love interest in the film.
Yeah.
And how their bond is shown in over the time.
Yeah, yeah. So there's different characters that come and go. And the central love story revolves around Alize and Ayan, so Ranbir and Anushka. And these supporting characters and supporting love interests kind of teach them both about love, essentially.
So this is a pretty interesting angle to see, because this is not like your regular Karan Johar take on love. If you actually look at it, this quote-unquote ek tarafa pyar, I don't think in many Bollywood films actually talked about this angle.
Yeah,
because mostly Bollywood films, we all know, they kind of talk about you love a person, the person loves you back, and you get married, happy ending.
Yeah,
but this one, I think Karan Johar wanted to show a side where a lot of us, we do fall in love, but it's not necessary that the other person would love us back.
Yeah.
So this was the main theme of the film.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought when the trailer came out, I thought this was definitely something that was different.
Mm-hmm.
And also everyone was excited that Karan Johar is actually coming back after years of directing a film like highly just based on this kind of love.
Mm-hmm.
So we were all excited.
Mm-hmm.
We go to the theaters and what do we see? Garbage.
I was trying to come up with a word that wasn't too harsh.
A huge disappointment.
Yeah. I just don't know what to say, because honestly, I'm trying to find a nice way of saying it without seeming really upset about it. But like, I left the theater and I was like, what did I just watch? There's so much potential with the story. There was so much that they could have done. You know, they had everything that they needed. They had good actors. They had good music. They had good locations. It fell apart in a few places that we've kind of discussed with one another that we want to share with you guys tonight.
Yeah.
And I think we should get... right.
And also, it makes me sad that this is supposed to be Karan Johar's real story.
Yeah, like, okay, if this is... Yeah.
Ooh,
if this is what you went through, and these are the emotions, and this is the type... Like, love is deeper than this, I mean, I think.
Yeah.
Love teda hai. Lekin us tede love mein bhi sukoon paana sirf kuch logo ka aata hai.
Okay, let's actually talk about how love is portrayed in this film.
Mm-hmm.
Quote-unquote modern love.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Okay? The first... scene of the film, we have the two lead characters just hooking up from a bar.
Yeah.
Okay. Which, okay, fine. That's to each to its own.
Yeah, it happens.
Yeah. And then they try to, like, go sleep with one another. Mm-hmm. Then they realize for whatever reasons that they're not. And then we actually, as an audience, but they're actually with other people.
Yeah.
But they're cheating. Cheating is shown so...
like, it's okay. Like, it's not okay. A big deal. Yeah.
Yeah.
And they, like, rationalize it. Oh, I got into a fight with my girlfriend. Oh, mere ladai ho gayi thi ye wo. And, like, is that really okay?
Sleeping around, no boundaries. Mm-hmm. Okay, fine. If it's consensual, it's okay. Mm-hmm. But then, why was love, like, the actual word love, like, shown?
I think Karan Johar was trying to show a different aspect, because normally we see people at the club, they hook up, and then they move on from there, something happens. But yahan pe he's trying to show ki, like, oh, hook up hua, but, like, attraction nahi tha, didn't work out, now they're becoming friends.
Friends, so-called.
Like, dosti aa rahi hai yahan se, so the whole attraction aspect is skipped for, I don't know.
Yeah, so I did not understand how the so-called modern love was shown.
Mm-hmm.
Just so when they show Ayan trying to hook up with Anushka Sharma, Alize, in the film, he tells her that, oh, I'm also seeing someone else. I do have a girlfriend, but I just want to hook up with you because I had a bad fight. Right? I mean, are you serious? So you have a bad fight, so you just sleep around and hook up in a club with someone? Like, is that how love works or how any relationship works? I don't understand.
Yeah, looks and, like it.
Okay, cut to, same thing. When Lisa Hayden's character hooks up with Rehan, right?
Mm-hmm.
That was the one that Anushka was going out with.
Anushka's boyfriend.
Yeah, Anushka's boyfriend. When they hook up together, what happens?
Ranveer Kapoor is seen all around town. He's crying. He's rolling around on the curb. He's
nahi roti, nahi roti, nahi roti. Mera boyfriend bhi kamina nikla na? Huh? Main ro rahi hu. Main ro rahi hu. Nahi na, nahi na. Nahi rote. Come on, come on.
He's crying in the taxi. Like, he's inconsolable to the point where he tells Anushka Sharma, Alize, that, you know, I can't go home alone. Please, can I come to your place? Like, he's so affected by this.
Yeah.
And it's like,
he was going to do the same thing.
Din pehle, you were going to sleep with a random girl because you fought with your girlfriend. Like, okay, theek hai. You know, this happens. But the fact that you're basing, like, a story about, like, you know, ek tarfa pyar and, like, pyar that ruins you on this, it's like the basis of it isn't strong. And so I think this is where it started to kind of fall apart, where Karan Johar is trying to make modern love. And a lot of the times these people think that modern love is frivolous in the sense that people move on quickly. People are quick to, you know, go from person to person. Maybe we're old school, but, like, I don't know. What do you think, Amrita?
Yeah, I don't think there was, like, the love story was as strong as it should be, especially to show, like, this guy is lost in love.
Mm-hmm.
Like, Dev Das shows something similar. Yeah. I know it's not ek tarafa pyar, but it's like a loss of love.
Yeah.
But look how that is shown, the intensity.
Yeah.
Right? The progression of why.
Yeah.
But here we have random, okay, Ayan, Alize, they meet. Okay, they become best friends, quote unquote.
Mm-hmm.
What the hell? What did Anushka Sharma's character do so much that he, like, that Ranbir Kapoor's character, like, Ayan just cannot live
get
without
over
her?
It. Yeah.
What happened? What path-breaking thing happened?
Because, like, in the movie, you see that their friendship develops from bar hopping, club hopping, drinking around.
Yeah.
And that's fine. I mean, like, people bond over that, but it's like that's all they're doing. There's pretty much, like, there's no, like, they have maybe, like, two life discussions.
Yeah.
But there's no, nothing, like, okay, like, say, I like, an example. We'll take Naina and Rohit from Kal Hona Ho. That's Saif Ali Khan and Preeti Zinta. Their friendship, like, they meet at MBA classes, but you see them interacting. Like, they're talking. They're going shopping. They're coming over to each other's houses. Like, there's a dimension to the friendship.
Hasna hai to Rohit, rona hai to Rohit, lekin pyar karna hai to kisi aur se.
But over here, it's like, I know all they're doing is having fun, but I guess the transition from casual friendship and liking somebody to, like, love that ruins you wasn't shown.
At all.
So that, the fact where he goes from, like, I like you to, like, I will die without you, I feel like that middle path of it wasn't shown. So it was kind of, like, not believable for me.
Yeah.
And I feel that a lot of people may have related to this film because of the Iktarfa Pyarka aspect, but they didn't relate to the love story.
Fun moments and the banter was not even entertaining.
No.
I was legitimately bored.
Yeah, and it was so forced. Like, the Bollywood dialogues and the 80s ke gaane and the playlist. Ugh.
Yeah, going to Switzerland and, like, you know, doing
Chandni
all that.
Ka kya tha?
Yeah, I mean, it was just like, the chemistry was not happening. I don't know if Karan Johar actually wanted to do that on purpose just to show their friendship, but even the chemistry of their friendship sucked. forget like
I didn't romantic. See the basis of their friendship. All they do is try to explore places and have fun, which is friendship, but yeah. Like I don't know if that yeah. friendship can lead to that type of love that Ayan was portraying post Alize's marriage.
All the characters in the film are one dimensional.
Yeah.
Let's take Ayan's character.
Yeah.
What does Ayan do? What is he? Like, I don't get
it. He's private jet rich, which is literally his own words describing himself.
Okay.
And he's pretty much a man child. He is not mature in any way. He cries very, like, I mean, there's nothing bad with crying easily, but like the fact is that he's not able to handle himself a lot in situations.
And I always feel Alize just keeps, she's just a babysitter.
Pretty much.
Right? She just babysits this man child who doesn't know what he wants. He's doing MBA. Okay, he wants to be a singer. And I think that singer element was just put there for the sake of it because there's good music, honestly.
Yeah, if you like to portray the dard in the second half, they're like, okay, singer bana do, we'll put some shots of him singing soulfully and then Arijit ka gana and perfect.
That's it.
Yeah. Tu mera khuda, tu hi dua mein shamil. And the fact that, I mean, we know Karan Johar, kind of, his characters often lack solid backstories in the sense of having a job or having a career or having friends or, like, you know, like, even in this case, all of the characters, they don't really have much family connection, which is fair, but they don't have many friends, they don't have many ambitions, like, or, like, career prospects or anything. I mean, other than Ayan wanting to become a singer, we don't know what Alize does for a living. We know she's rich.
Yeah.
But, like, I feel like that's just lazy writing. Make them rich so you don't have to write them a backstory. You don't have to write them anything else.
Yeah. And Karan Johar always makes sure that, like, rich people don't have problems.
Yeah.
Legit. Like, they're rich. They can do everything. They don't have any other conflicts. I think in the beginning of the film, when Alize and Ayan, when they talk about their so-called backstory, as in their families, they have similar family backgrounds. Mm-hmm, I think a lot of these scenes were deleted.
Yeah. So the neglect sort of aspect.
Yeah, the neglect. I think there is an inner conflict that both are facing. Mm-hmm. Ayan with his dad and Alize with her family. Mm-hmm. But nothing is ever shown. Like, what is it? Like, what's more? It's just shown in a clip and then that's it.
It's just, I think it's more. Like, they're like, okay, bas kar do, because then people, like, you know, give them ki thoda neglect hai, and they find that like solace and peace in one another, and they find that acceptance in one another. Because Ayan talks about being weird as a kid and being bullied and not being understood. Yeah. And then he's like, I was saving my personality because I knew someday someone's going to walk into my life, and that's you.
But I did not understand what was, like, I still did not get what attracted both of them to be, even as
to
friends.
To become best friends all of a sudden, yeah. I don't get it either. I really, like, I don't know.
Yeah, and if you look at Alize's character, again, we have no idea. Apparently, she's an all-rounder. She does all these weird, different things.
She does Buddhist chanting and yoga, hot yoga.
Yeah, so I don't, and Bollywood classes,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, but she doesn't have a job or anything.
Yeah.
And anytime they're hanging out, it's literally like, oh, I have appointments, I have this and that. Nee, nee, mujhe pata hai tu free hai. And they're always free because they don't have any problems or jobs or anything. Yeah. And they have no other friends either because there's no other social obligations that they're going to.
Right. And Alize's character, I still don't know what she wants. And I guess her character was a little more written out in comparatively, I felt. Because at least she was okay going. Her conflict was, of course, trying to get over who left her. And again, we don't know what happened.
Well, he cheated on her with an air hostess. That's all we know.
Yeah, so, but that's it. And then he comes back and he just says, Alize, I want to talk with you. And she's like, okay, fine,
let's talk. Like, okay. And then cut to 2 weeks later, they're getting married. Like, I guess.
Yeah.
Sure.
Right? They get married, and then, of course, the second half of the film, she's not happy with him.
Yeah.
A girl who is so obsessed of wanting this man and leaves him towards the second half of the film.
Yeah.
Why?
What happened? I think she said something like, I was so paranoid. I was always checking his phone because, you know, he cheated on me once, and then I was just like, this is too much. I can't do it.
Okay.
Then she got cancer.
So the first half, to be honest, is nothing. It's just them bar hopping.
Yep.
Ali comes in from nowhere. Mm-hmm. She panics and she goes to him.
Mm-hmm.
Then Ayan leaves that country and goes back to wherever, London and stuff. Yeah. And then he gets a phone call one day. Yeah, I'm getting married to Ali. Tu aayega na? Why should he come? If she knows he loves her. Okay, fine. Maybe as a friend, because that's the only friend, right? Who's coming for the wedding.
Yeah.
And then the first thing he asks her is, you had sex with him, right?
Yeah.
So what is Ayan? I don't understand. Is it always about the physical thing?
Yeah. I think it is. Because, you know, here we have, he's always trying to, like, kiss her and trying to, like, you know, because even towards the end of the film, when the whole cancer angle is, like, explored a little further, she tries to kiss her again. And when she kind of pushes him away, he has, like, a man hissy fit.
Yeah.
And it's like, you have this girl who's suffering and she's dependent on you. If you really, really love her, all that shouldn't matter. It should matter that you're with her.
Yeah.
You are the only one with her. She's relying on you. That is also love, you know?
Yeah.
And getting physical isn't always, like, I felt like that was the only objective of his, that he just wanted to sleep with her.
Exactly.
And he was making it seem like, ek tarfa pyar, itna deep hai, I'll do anything for her, da da da. But technically, if you do anything for her, you would give up on that aspect.
Yeah. I think Ayan is just like a desperate baby.
Desperate baby, yeah. Let's go on to Saba, played by Shweta Rai Bachchan. She is a Shaira, so she's a poetress, and she pretty much meets Ayan at the airport, and somehow they hit it off.
Yeah.
And it's really weird because I didn't buy their whole chemistry at first.
Yeah.
I mean, I get it, the older woman angle, it's kind of cool, it's kind of different. But, I mean, honestly, okay, let me say this. Even though it was kind of awkward for me, I felt it was a little more real than whatever Ayan and Elise had. Because at least there's some kind of exchange going on here. Like, Ayan is a budding singer. He's using Saba's poetry for his music, and he's getting further in his career. So there's something going on in this relationship, so to say. Although it pretty much seems like they're only together to sleep together, because that's all they're pretty much...
Yeah.
It's either he's singing or they're sleeping together.
Yeah.
And he's using her shayari for his music, or they're sleeping together. So I guess it was like a rebound for him, obviously.
Yeah.
And for her...
I think it was just more of a connect over pain. That's what they tried to show.
Yeah, a connect over pain, yeah.
But...
but the pain is frivolous.
Sleeping together. But I guess, again, it was understood between the two characters.
Yeah, they have a discussion.
Discussion that this is what it is.
Yeah.
And stuff. And then cut to Ashwarya falls in love with
him. Like, I'm falling in love. You have to leave.
Like, what the hell happened? Like, you guys just had a deal.
Yeah.
And they're just sleeping around.
Yeah.
There's no...
They don't talk. There's not once in that montage song, Bulaya, do they show ki ek baat, ek bhi, like, word is being exchanged. All that is happening is he's singing and then they're making out.
And I think the only reason why she probably likes him is because he's
young. No, I'm kidding. I mean, like, I don't know how she discovers that Ayan doesn't like her when Anushka comes over for dinner that one night. There's a scene between the three of them where it's kind of awkward, it's kind of weird, and Ayan's kind of trying to show off his new girlfriend.
ऐसे चार्मिंग इंसान से आपको मोहब्बत कैसे नहीं हुई?
चार्मिंग आपकी किताब में होगा. मुझे तो एक बिना प्रेम का बच्चा मिला था.
Yeah.
To Elise. And in that moment, Saba's like, oh, he doesn't like me. He still likes her. I can't do this anymore. Didn't you tell the whole time? You guys don't talk. He doesn't like you. Like, I mean, like, oh, he's just there because he thinks you're hot and interesting.
Yeah. And then it's an exchange of poetry. Like, like, he wants your poetry for his
he
lyrics.
He wants your poetry. He wants to sleep with you, but he doesn't want to talk to you.
And best part is this, all of this has been discussed.
Yeah.
And you guys are okay with it. And cut to, you still fall in love with her.
Yeah, you're still, them. Yeah. And then it's like, she's like, you have to leave. So it's like, why? I don't know why she, I don't know. I guess her angle, do you think her angle was necessary?
No. I think that was such a waste. Again, the trailer deceived us when, I actually thought when they showed the pairing in the film, in the trailer rather, I really thought it was going to be some next level connection. And
it's like a loved, like a trapezoid.
Trapezoid. And I thought it was going to be this intense, you know, what's Aishwarya going to do if Ranveer leaves her kind of thing.
Yeah,
but cut, do you see this? It's just garbage.
Now she's stuck with Ek Tarfa Pyar because she loves this Ranveer who will never love her back.
Yeah.
And now she can cry more and make better poetry.
And take out the gamlas and put it on her chest.
Yeah, on her chest. What's up with the gamla, guys?
Oh, man.
You guys, okay, so basically there's a scene where Elise is trying to explain to Ayan that, you know what heartache is? It's when you're hitting the gamla on your chest.
Yeah, apparently Anushka Sharma is the only one who has witnessed pain.
Yeah, and it can be equated to a gamla.
Hazaro dil roz tootte hain aur us dard ko main seh chuki, us gali se main guzar chuki aur tum meri jaan us sheher ke aas paas bhi nahi bhatke.
Then cut to when he feels that and he's like, mujhe dard ho. And
main tumhe batau kitna dard ho raha hai mujhe. He takes a gamla.
Elise.
Ali is it? I'm like, what
is
this? I have a feeling Karan Johar did this in real life. This gamla thing is so ridiculous.
And these are the scenes which we're supposed to feel really, really sad.
Like we're supposed to feel for the characters. And I'm literally like...
And even if people haven't fallen in love, would be like, wow, while watching these kind of scenes. Hmm. But nothing.
And then, okay, so... Let's go to another character in the film that wasn't too developed. We have Ali, played by
Fawad Khan, who's a really good actor.
The favorite of all girls out there.
Yeah.
And we all, I guess we should briefly mention the whole controversy that took place with Fawad Khan being a Pakistani actor. And
unfortunately, I think Karan Johar had to cut off a lot of his scenes because of the unfortunate incident that happened around the time of the release.
Yeah.
And as usual, obviously the artists always have to kind of suffer.
Yeah.
But Fawad Khan, very good actor. Yeah. We all known him for like a long time.
Yeah, he was underutilized in the film.
So DJ Ali. So DJ Ali, he's hot. He's a DJ, but he's a cheater.
Yeah.
And he's like forever in love with...
Elise. He keeps coming back to her.
And when he marries her, but Elise still was not happy with him, right?
Yeah, she's like, I can't. Like, so I'm always paranoid with this guy. He's always looking at other girls. And, I'm not down. I think that was done to prove that, like, you know, Elise ki life mein the central love is Ali. And Ali can come and go, but her feelings for Ayan will not change. Like, Ali can be out of the picture, but still she will not love Ayan.
Yeah, yeah.
So I think that was done to kind of showcase that. There's a lot of instances in life where, kuch bhi ho jaye, that person's not about to love you.
Yeah.
How to come to terms with that.
But I thought pyar dosti hai.
See, that's the thing. Karan Johar taught us that in his first film, ki pyar dosti hai. Now he's telling us that dosti isn't a love. Like, it isn't enough.
Yeah.
So is dosti not enough, guys? Like, what do you guys think?
Speaking of Karan Johar, let's talk about the Keijo element of the film. Mm-hmm. We all know that if it's a Karan Johar film, it's going to be like big and grand.
Mm-hmm.
Really good star cast, hype.
Mm-hmm.
Really, the music was hype.
He picks his music really well.
Very well. Of course, the locations.
Mm-hmm.
We have the characters traveling all over Europe, India, and whatnot. Mm-hmm.
He did this whole thing in the movie where he was forced... He kind of had his own film ke dialogues, own film ke gaane kind of sprinkled around. And it was kind of weird.
Yeah, I feel like he should still kind of grow up now.
Yeah, like, still apni filmon ka montage kar raha hai, jo bhi hai. Like a tribute to your own work.
Yeah, like, why would you want to do that? It's so weird. Like, and I thought I think he's still like the 26-year-old boy that's still him to kuch kuch hota and stuff. Yeah. He's still bringing out those weird dialogues in the movie where the characters...
Yeah,
are
I don't like jokes. I don't like you.
Yeah, and it's not even funny.
And it was so not organic. It's like pakka, like you can tell it's been written in.
Yeah,
and
exactly.
And what about what about
his obsession of putting his favorite song in the film?
Yeah, Lag Jagale, man. Recently, he put it in Bombay Talkies. He put it here too. And that whole scene, I mean, we're going a little at the end of the film. There's this whole scene where Ayan and Elise are kind of, you know, come to terms with their cancer and they're dancing around and they're trying to enjoy life. But uska pura pata nahi aadhe ghante ka scene hai. They're just dancing around. It's like, theek hai, man.
Right.
And what about Shah Rukh Khan? There was so much hype about this cameo.
Yeah, I mean,
why does he come into the scene sniffing his ex-wife at Ashwarya Rai? He sniffs. Man, he's this world famous artist, Tahir Khan or whatever.
And even that was shown so like odd.
Yeah, like, he was trying to be so intense. I mean, Shah Rukh ko bechara, he did what they told him to do.
Yeah.
But itna like kya, and they're all talking in shairi to one another and
yeah.
in like puns and like metaphors. Yeah.
And Ranbir Kapoor is like, what the heck's going on, bro?
Ek tarfa pyar ki taqat hi kuch aur hoti. Aur rishton ki tarah to logon mein nahi padti.
You know, there's one more thing that I felt that, you know, we discussed a lot of the Karan Johar's key elements in the film, but I felt that Karan Johar was trying to do something a little different in this film, and I felt like he was trying to bring a little bit of Imtiaz Ali into it.
Okay.
Ke baad se his success starts, because all of a sudden, the heartbreak that was needed is there. We've got... aspects of rock star in this, you know, the jab tak tumhari awaaz mein dard nahi hoga, you can't be a good singer, you can't be a successful singer. As soon as Anushka's character hears Ranbir Ayan sing Channa Mera right before her wedding, the look on her face is like, okay, isko dard, iski awaaz mein dard aa gaya. And ye kya hai? This was directly taken from Rockstar. This was Rockstar ka element hai, yaar.
That's so true.
Then we have Jab We Met Ka. I felt there was a little bit of an element in the fact that the lead hero leaves the lead heroine with the side guy. and doesn't know whether, like, you know, he's like, whether she's happy, whether she is still with him. Like, yeah. He assumes ki wo uske sath khush hai. Like in Jab We Met, we had Shahid Kapoor, who leaves Kareena Kapoor with Anshuman, I think that was the character's name. And he assumes ki Geet and Anshuman are together and they're happy, not knowing ki Geet is miserable on the side. Yahan pe same hota hai.
Yeah.
Ranbir thinks that Alize is with Ali, DJ Ali, but turns out she has left him and she's suffering from cancer and is dying.
Yeah.
So, what aspect I felt was taken. And then this whole travel, you know?
Travel bit, yeah. That's Imtiaz Ali's kind of forte.
Yeah. And it was like, what was it? It was like London, France, Vienna, France, Lucknow, France, Vienna. Like, that's all that was happening in the film.
Yeah, yeah.
And I think they were trying to, like, you know, explore new places and new territories and landscapes.
I think Karan Johar just kind of lacked substance in his writing.
And I felt he tried. Maybe he thought he travels his substance, Aiga.
Yeah.
Because Imtiaz Ali often brings this whole element with the like the changing landscapes and stuff. It's that is a character in his films itself of the film. Okay, so the music of the film deserves a special mention
because
the music was probably the best part.
Yeah, absolutely.
The music was probably the only good part.
Yeah,
we have an amazing soundtrack. We have Edith Mushkil, Bulea, Channa Merea, Breakup Song, and like many other songs sprinkled around the film that you know, Cutie Pie.
Yeah, I like Cutie Pie.
Yeah, all the songs were hit.
Okay, so let's talk about a little bit of the acting. Mm-hmm. Shweta, what do you think about Ranbir Kapoor?
Okay, I think that for what he was given in the script, he did well. I mean, he wasn't given much. He was given an underdeveloped, underbaked actor. I mean, an underdeveloped, underbaked character. And he did what he could. And in a lot of scenes, he's been emoting with his eyes in the scenes where he's, you know, love-stricken and he's going through a lot. You can see a lot of the emotions in his eyes.
Yeah.
He displays confusion well. He displays being hurt well. He displays jealousy well. I don't know.
So Anushka Sharma was okay. I mean,
She did what she could.
Yeah, she did what she could. And
she looked nice.
She looked pretty. Her costumes were nice.
Yeah, she was wearing kurtis to the club. That was a different sort of refreshing thing. I remember I first saw it and I was like, kurtis at the club? Then I was like, ooh, kurtis at the club.
And Aishwarya Rai Bachchan, what did you think about her? She was coming back on screen after a while.
She looked nice, I guess.
That's it.
But I felt with her and Ranbir, it took me some time to kind of get used to them on screen.
Yeah.
She did justice. I like that one scene of hers where she's on the bed and she's telling Ayan that, you know, I'm falling in love with you, so now I can't do this anymore. You have to go. I feel like that's the one scene where she did the best acting in the entire film.
Yeah. So nothing much to do for her over here in this film, I thought.
Yeah, nothing much. Nothing much to do.
So she was okay. And Fawaz Khan, unfortunately, he's not there in the film either.
He's mostly dancing or DJing.
Yeah. So again, a really good actor gone to waste.
Yep. Okay.
All right. It's time for our Dil To Podcast Hai rating. Out of 5, Shweta, what would you rate Dil Hai Mushkil?
Oh, man. Okay. Before our discussion, I was going with a 2 out of 5. Now I think I'm going to go with a 1.5.
Ooh.
And and for me to say 1.5, that's pretty bad.
Wow. Yeah. I mean, I think I say the same. I think the same. One and a half.
1 out of 5.
Yeah.
Okay.
It was horrible. And 1 is only for the music. So let us know what you guys think about Dil Hai Mushkil. Mm-hmm.
Do you agree with the ratings that we have given, or do you have a different outlook on the film? Let us know. You can reach us at our Twitter handle, which is at Dil To Podcast Hai. And
until next time, this is Amree.
And this is Shweta. And we're signing out from your favorite podcast,
Dil To Podcast Hai.